880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, thanks so much for joining us again on another edition of Freed on Business. We've got a terrific show for you. We're going to do a national economic overview with Dr. Sam Shandon, Ph.D. He's an adjunct professor of real estate and public policy at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. Then we're going to have John John Robitaille, Division Administrator for the UHealth Institute for Advanced Pain Management. Of course, we all know UHealth is the University of Miami Health System. All right, and then we're going to have Dr. Victor Franks. What are we talking about this week, Dr. Franks?
We're talking about my new executive.
His new executive boot camp. Oh, my gosh, this is going to be great. The new executive boot camp. We're going to have Lolly Green, MSW, with her positive moment. This week she's going to talk about what's behind every big person. No, it's not a behind. And then we're going to talk business technology with Javier Morales. Javi's going to talk to us about some of the new Facebook innovations he's bringing to the show. Now we're going to do a little bit of house cleaning. We're going to talk about some of the events that we have coming up. First, we've got the NFL Alumni Charity Golf Classic. That's taking place March 23 and 24th to benefit the Healing Institute, Broward's Children's Center, Kids in Distress. There's going to be a pairing party Friday, March 23rd, and then the charity golf event at the Inverary Country Club on Saturday, the 24th. If you'd like to get more information, make sure you call Howard Fabian at 305-987-6041. Again, Howard Fabian, 305-987-6041. Then I'd like to thank my friends at Fabulous Miami. Fabulous Miami is making sure that we enjoy lots of new gastronomic things. This week, they're going to be having an event at the Wall Street Exchange. So tomorrow from 6 to 9 at 500 Brickell, you can go to the Wall Street Exchange restaurant thanks to Fabulous Miami, which is a meet and greet, wine, dine, and unwind club. So make sure you check that out at the Wall Street Exchange. Of course, tomorrow I'll be at the Ackerman Centerfit U.S. Real Estate Summit. So make sure you listen to our special live broadcast from 3 to 4 tomorrow here on 880 AM The Biz. And our final event is March 22nd at NAIOP. Follow the Money Institutional Investing Trends. They'll have lots of great speakers. It'll be held up at the Cypress Creek Sheridan Suites at 555 Northwest Cypress Creek Road. For more information, make sure to go to naiop.info at naopsouthflorida.org. And finally, make sure you go to the Urban Land Institute event Wednesday the 28th at the Boca Raton Resort and Club. It's their 2012 Healthcare and Life Sciences Function. It's going to be a great event. If you want more information, call 1-800-321-5011. And now it's time for the emails.
Where you been, baby? You've got mail.
Man, Barry, I'm sorry I kept you waiting. I didn't realize I had that many events. I guess I'm a popular guy. Well, let's see who's emailed us today. Steve from Fort Lauderdale. I'm a cancer patient and getting my pain meds is harder now than with the new laws and with all the out-of-town dirtbag dealers are crowding me out at the local pharmacy. What does the pain clinic guy think about that? Well, we'll ask him, Steve. I don't think he really deals with that, but we'll see what they do and how they manage their meds at the pain clinic here at the UHealth, the University of Miami Medical Center. George and Brickell asks, hey, please ask Dr. Shandon how big gas prices can go before they trip up the recovery. Okay, George, we'll make sure we ask Dr. Shandon what the impact on the increase in gas prices is going to be on the economy. Ted from Miami Beach. I saw you were at the Marlins ballpark. How was that? Yeah, Johnny and I were at the Marlins ballpark tweeting out a storm. Hey, high five to Johnny. We're going to be posting up on Facebook in the next couple of days a really cool thing that we put together about our tour at the Marlins ballpark. Saw David Sampson, saw Claude Delhomme, congratulated Claude on the new construction he did, told David Sampson he needs to grow a little bit. He gave us some snide remark, but we want to thank David Sampson for allowing us to ask the first ever question at the Fan Fest over there at the stadium, at the, rather the Marlins ballpark. What an amazing facility. We had a great time. Johnny's nodding. He's going with me to the Yankees game. High five to Johnny and the Yankees. So, Ted, we had a great time at the Marlins ballpark. You know, it'll be a little bit of a struggle getting in and out before everybody learns their secret way to get there. But eventually, it's going to be a palace of fun. Everybody's going to go. They're going to have a great time. I got to tell you, make sure you get your tickets because you're going to want to go. Okay, Bobby. Bobby from Miramar. They say I need back surgery. I really don't want it. Is there pain management that can help me through this? I think I can beat it myself. Hey, Bobby, I had a really similar thing happen to me, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later with John. But, yeah, I think that there's other things that you can consider, but I'm not a doctor. Make sure you ask yours. Let's see. Pete in Miami. We invest in companies all over the U.S. What are the markets that are recovering the fastest and the slowest, and why? Well, Pete, we'll see if we have time to ask Dr. Sam Shandon that question because he's the expert on the international and national macroeconomics, not me. Barry in Pompano. I see consumer confidence is up. What does Dr. Shandon think? My God, the guy's getting all the emails today. What does Dr. Shandon think about consumer confidence and what's the challenges to the consumer confidence? Well, I think that part of that will be the gas prices in Europe, but we'll see what Dr. Shandon has to say. He'll be on the show in just a couple minutes, so make sure you stick with us for all of our macroeconomic questions. Peter in Tampa writes, what recovery? I just got my hours cut and my wife lost her job a week ago. When will it get better? Well, Peter, you're in Tampa. We're in Miami. Here, they're telling us it's already getting better. But I still know people that are losing jobs and getting hours cuts. It's not better for everybody, and it's not better everywhere. Sandy from Miami Beach. What do you think about the Republican candidate debates? Well, I think it's American Idol for political watchers. Actually, great fun at the beginning, but becoming a bit tiresome now because I know all the songs that they're going to sing. Laura in Atlanta writes, I tried to file my taxes, but the IRS said I already did. Well, Laura, I think that you're the victim of identity theft. Fraud, if you will. So I think that you should look into telling the IRS that they need to watch this. I don't know if you can change your Social Security number or go to LifeLock or anything else, but make sure that you get yourself protected as soon as you can. Juan, that's all I got today. Let's wrap it up. Let's go to a break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Sam Shandon, adjunct professor, real estate and public policy, the Wharton School. Now, you ask me, how do I know Dr. Sam Shandon? I met Dr. Sam Shandon at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies conference just a couple of weeks ago. So if you want to be on the cutting edge of real estate here in the state of Florida and around the world, then you need to make sure that you go to the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, Bergstrom Center, if you want to join and be a sponsor, or you can go to the Collier MSRE program and tune up your educational qualifications, and you'll help you get jobs in real estate. If you want more information, go Google Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, South Florida, get ready. We've got one of the brightest minds in the economic field here with us today. Dr. Sam Shandon's a PhD adjunct professor for real estate and public policy at the Wharton School, the University of Pennsylvania. He's a nationally recognized economist and active commentator on monetary and fiscal policy. Dr. Shandon has served as an advisor to a vast array of the nation's largest banks and non-bank lenders, securitized debt participants, investors, and policymakers. We're going to discuss the current macroeconomic trends and their impact on the economic recovery. Dr. Shandon, are you out there?
I am here. How are you doing?
I am doing great. How's it up there?
We actually have a beautiful day in New York. It's more than 60 degrees, and I was able to have lunch outside for the first time since I was down in Florida.
Global warming. Well, Sam, tell me this. We've got all these different things that are impacting the economy that are going on, but really, what's your overview of the current state and just a little bit, and then what are some of the pitfalls that we have to look out for?
Sure. Well, and there are a couple of things that I think you've mentioned in the last few minutes. One is that we clearly have an improvement in consumer confidence. We have an improvement in business confidence, and both of those are a result of some improvements in the data that tell us that the economy is expanding a little bit faster, that the labor market is firming. All of this is very positive for us to see, in particular as relates to the labor market, because if there's one piece of this recovery that's really been missing so far, it's been that hiring, that stability for people who are on payroll but worried about whether or not their company will be able to maintain its revenue and its employee base. But I think, you know, again, in a reflection of a comment that one of your listeners made, it's certainly not the case that that recovery is even and that everyone is experiencing that recovery. There is still a lot of unevenness and a lot of imbalance in the recovery. And that is really something that we observe not only geographically, but it's something that we observe across different professions as well. Construction is a very good example, probably the area of the economy that was most hard hit in terms of job losses. Well, there's been very little in the way of new construction kicking off in places like Florida and other parts of the country where that has historically been a significant share of overall employment. And I think what we find is that although the economy is improving, although some parts of the labor market are improving, absent that construction, people whose principal skill sets, whose real ability to contribute to the workforce and to the economy, maybe in those areas that are slower to recover, that are still struggling, they're not experiencing the recovery in the same way that we're going to see in the average statistic. So the average is really masking a variety of experiences that people are having. The other thing I think that we have to be really careful of is that although things have started to improve, although people are feeling a lot more optimistic here in the United States, if we look just outside our borders, both to the Pacific and across the Atlantic, a very different set of experiences that people are having elsewhere. We see that parts of the Pacific Rim have experienced contractions in their economy, the Japanese economy being one example, actually shrank in the fourth quarter. The Hong Kong economy may shrink in the first quarter of 2012. Certainly when we look to what's happening in Europe here, one of the unfortunate consequences of European governments having taken so long to arrive at what looks like it may be an important step in the resolution of the immediate crisis around Greece is that we've had this period where there's been a lot of uncertainty. The investment climate hasn't been favorable in Greece or in the rest of Europe. People have really been holding off on making important choices because they're nervous about everything that's going on. And that delay in making important and decisive policy decisions and choices has really pushed Europe back to the brink of recession. And we expect to see a mild recession in Europe this year.
So what would the recession in Europe have to do with here in the United States? They are a consumer of a lot of our goods. Is that going to hinder the recovery?
I think it is an important factor when we're thinking about the pace of recovery here in the United States. It has a couple of different impacts for us. There's not necessarily a lot of direct exposure on the balance sheets of the banks that we go to for small business accounts, for homeowner loans, for car loans, for student loans. There's not necessarily a lot of direct exposure there. But it's certainly a well-integrated financial system where there will be large institutions that would be impacted by the potential for bank failures in Europe. And that's an ever-present threat right now because the set of agreements that the European Union has arrived at in an attempt to really contain the Greek crisis is certainly not a decisive or comprehensive set of solutions that would correct some of the underlying issues that we face in the structure of the Eurozone. And that piece of it still, I think, is elusive. So we've got to be careful around that. In the short term, though, when we look at one of the unusual side effects of what's happening in Europe is that you can see that we've got still very low interest rates in the United States. You can see it in the Treasury rate. You can see it in the 30-year mortgage rate. Now, that's not to say that everyone is actually able to qualify for a mortgage. But that's certainly not the case. When we look at the data from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac from January, what you'll see is that although the 30-year commitment rate is below 4%, meaning you can get a very, very low interest rate mortgage if you're able to qualify, the average mortgage that they actually acquired at the end of the year, in the early part of this year, had a FICO score in the range of 740 to 760. So for the first-time home buyer, for the young family that may be thinking about home ownership for the first time, and who's reasonably attracted to the fact that you can get very low-cost financing right now, actually getting that mortgage is a lot tougher than a simple conversation around what the rates are. But for now, what we do know in one of these unusual side effects is that all of this concern, all the difficulties that we face in Europe mean that holding a lot of assets, making investments in assets that are denominated in euros, for a lot of people that looks pretty risky right now. So capital continues to flow into the United States, and as a result, the Treasury remains low in spite of the fact that we've still got some real issues here. We've got some challenges ahead.
Well, Sam, we've only got about a minute and a half left in our segment. What do you think is the most important part that we have to focus on for the recovery? I've got about a minute.
I think the most important thing here, and this is not to tread into political waters, irrespective of which party ultimately succeeds in taking the House or the Senate or the executive branch in the election. I think at this point it's critical that we refocus our attention on creating the right set of conditions for private sector job growth. Create conditions that are defined by a set of certainty around what the rules of business are in the United States. So that we can get back to a point where many companies are better positioned right now to really bring new people on, to drive hiring. And what they lack is the confidence in their ability to look forward and say, okay, I know what demand, I know what business conditions are going to look like in 6 months or 12 months. Let's really support the private sector, create those conditions that they can drive job creation.
Well, Sam, I hope that you can find a way that we can create a reason and motivation for all those companies to get off their cash and really try to replumb the economy. I hope you'll join us again, Sam, because this was probably the best 10 minutes of radio we've had in quite some time.
Great. Well, thank you. And I should mention that, you know, if folks want to take a look at some of the research that we do make available on a regular basis, they can just visit our website, chandon.com, C-H-A-N-D-A-N. And, you know, a lot of the stuff is out there. We just posted a piece about the potential impact of higher gas prices. Certainly something that we're having to watch as well.
Sam, if you could give the website again, I'd really appreciate that.
Sure. It's chandon.com, C-H-A-N-D-A-N.com.
All right, Dr. Sam Chandon, we'll look for you coming back again real soon. Thanks,
thanks
as always. Are we? All right, well, we're going to be right back with after this short break with John Robitaille. He's the Division Administrator of UHealth Institute for Advanced Pain Management. We'll be right back after this short break.
And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, thank you and welcome back. If you missed our last segment with Dr. Sam Chandon, you'll want to make sure you hit our archives, which the interview will be up as soon as Juan gets it over to me tomorrow. And it was just absolutely awesome, but that is not to downplay our next guest. Mr. John Robitaille, Division Administrator of the UHealth Institute for Advanced Pain Management. We all know that UHealth is the University of Miami healthcare system, and he's had over 25 years in administration, business development, and marketing of healthcare experience, the last 17 years in Florida. Last 5 years have been at the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where he served in administrative roles focused on the expansion of several specialized clinical programs. Today we talk about the Pain Management Center. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, welcome now. Now, on the average, how many people live with pain?
Well, just recently the U.S. Senate confronted a growing epidemic of chronic pain, and in a landmark hearing, basically what they said was, according to the Institute of Medicine, pain is affecting about 116 million Americans and at an annual cost of $635 billion.
Well, this is where I say, ouch.
That's correct.
Now, tell us a little bit about the UHealth Institute for Advanced Pain Management, which I guess UHealth is, as we all know, the University of Miami healthcare system.
That's correct. And about 4 months ago, we opened at our wellness center there on campus in our new clinical resource building. we opened a specialized program which utilizes a multidisciplinary treatment plan. And basically, it's we fully evaluate and treat all types of chronic pain there. And we have physician specialists and other clinicians from a variety of medical specialists dedicated to treating our patients' pain. It's a real unique model and basically a one-stop shop for the chronic pain patient.
Now, what's the difference between what you do at UHealth and what other people would have at their pain clinics?
Jim, I'd have to say that because we have board-certified pain specialists there from anesthesiology, and we have specialists from physical rehab medicine physicians, neuropsychologists, neurologists that specialize in all types of headache pain. We have physical and aquatherapists, integrative medicine physician whose team specializes in holistic evaluation treatments such as acupuncture, nutrition, exercise, physiology, massage, and various other approaches. Basically, we were able to approach both the reducing and the living with pain at our center.
Well, you know, I had a personal experience with the University of Miami in managing my pain. About 10 or 15 years ago, I had some severe back pain. It was about the same time Darryl Gardner blew out his back for the Dolphins. I had the same problem with my back. He's no longer in the NFL. He had surgery. I didn't have surgery, and I'm not in the NFL, but I am in this chair feeling no pain. Now, I want to give a shout-out to the two doctors that helped me, Dr. Patton, who shot me up, and Dr. Andrew Sherman, who made sure that I knew that there were alternatives to back surgery. Thank you so much to University of Miami Medical Center team, the health center team at UHealth, that helped me avoid back surgery and still to this day now remain pain-free in my back. That's the truth, John. That really happened.
We appreciate your testimonial. We hear that quite frequently from our patients going back years, being pain-free.
No, it's absolutely great. Now, what symptoms or indications would somebody have that would require them to go to the Pain Institute? Does it have to be chronic? Does it have to be, 10 on a scale of 1 to 5?
No. Patients can come to our pain center basically to treat any type of acute pain. After trauma, injury, fractures, cancer-related pain, acute episodes of chronic back pain like you experienced. But all kinds of conditions we see patients for, and common things like herniated disc and pain shooting down the leg. People refer to it as sciatica. And the important thing is that we try to see those patients early in their prognosis, earlier in their pain, may even be acute pain at that point and not chronic, but the earlier we're able to treat it, the more successful we're going to be with the outcomes.
Now, how can somebody make an appointment to be seen at the UHealth Pain Institute?
The easiest way is for patients to, or any referring physician offices out there, they can simply dial 305-243-7711. So that's 243-7711, and they can just choose from a list of our options and services we have there. All our practitioners are listed on that service menu. They can also go to our website, and that's www.uhealthsystem.com, and they can type in pain.
Now, what type of treatments do you offer, John?
Well, we offer a variety of treatments. Basically, we specialize and treatments. We offer medication management treatments, different types depending on the indication and the individual patient. We have cutting-edge procedures and interventions using our state-of-the-art equipment, targeted injections, interventions for managing all types of neck and back pain. We treat headache pain with other various targeted treatments, physical therapy, rehab techniques, aquatherapy, exercise therapy.
Well, all I know is that when I got my treatment, that I wanted to make sure I wouldn't be dopey all the time, so I didn't want to take any narcotics, and I was very afraid of the needle, but I did get the cortisone shot, and it was amazing relief after my chronic pain. I can only give the highest level of testimony, and again, kudos to Dr. Patton and to Dr. Sherman for that. And again, if you could please give out how people can get a hold of the Pain Institute at UHealth, the University of Miami Medical Center.
Absolutely. But let me say that one of the most important things that we do there is some of the counseling and prevention for pain that we do, the psychological therapies with our psychiatrists, addiction and medication management is a very important part of what we do. And again, we can be reached by calling 305-243-7711 or our website, www.uhealthsystem.com, and type in pain.
Well, all I can say is thank you so much, John, for what you and the rest of the pain management team do at UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. We'll be right back after this short break with Dr. Victor Franks, and we're going to talk about his executive wellness boot camp coming up.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I got a curveball to throw at you. We've got Dr. Victor Franks in just a couple of minutes. We're going to start off with Lolly Green, MSW, talking about what's behind every big man. Lolly, are you out there?
Absolutely. Am I free to tell my joke?
Yeah, tell your joke. Tell your joke.
Okay, there's an old joke about what goes on behind every successful man. And the joke goes, behind every big man is a big behind. And we're talking, of course, of social support on this segment. So my joke is just to get started to talk about social support. It means a great deal, if not everything.
The guys are cracking up in the control room, Lolly. I mean,
it's made just everyone laugh. Okay,
oh,
well,
my God, they're cracking up. The peanut gallery's losing it in here. Juan just can't take it anymore.
Okay.
He's actually
going to
put it out on the Internet.
Social support means a great deal, if not everything, to the ongoing success of a person out there beating the bushes to make a business project successful. I've devoted past segments to the role of social support. I think we all understand how important it is for us to have people around us, especially in our homes, who endorse what we are trying to achieve and do everything in their power to facilitate our success. This can be as basic as providing unconditional respect and love, as well as offering feedback on how we dress and other material things that make up and contribute to our overall success. Our image, the way we look to others, along with our business savvy, work together to make us the package that runs the gamut every day in our office or on the street. As important as the need to have an automobile that is appropriate for the job we do, that's reliable and attractive, clean, and runs well, so it's necessary to have the social backup to cheer us on our way. And the takeaway is, surround yourself with, with people who are positive, who generate a supportive atmosphere, who encourage us to reach for that challenging deal we want to close. Social support at home and around us daily can make or break us. It's the element that separates us from others and makes us sure we know we are not going it alone.
Important. The most important thing is to know you're not alone. And many, many times we feel alone, even though we're surrounded by family. And I think that your message today is one that's powerful and resonates, and that's that the family unit and your loved ones are your secret to success.
No question about it, Jim.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're part of my team, Lolly.
Well, I'm pleased to be on your team, and I know enjoying what you do, and you do very well at it. I'm proud of you.
I love you very much, Mom.
Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, we'll talk to you again soon. I'll see you this weekend. We're going to watch some good sports on Saturday at the house. And now we're going to have Dr. Victor Franks tell us about his new boot camp. I love you. I'll see you soon, Lal.
Great.
All right. Bye-bye. Dr. Victor Franks is back. Hey, Dr. Franks, what's going on?
Oh, I'm all excited this week, Jim.
Oh, yeah, I could tell. You got a smile. You're all activated there. What's happening?
Well, for years I've been working out, you know, out in Montana. You know how much I'm out there, 6 months a year.
But with the out there blank dude ranch.
Exactly. But on our own property, my wife and I have decided after all these years to open up our property because it's, first of all, it's one of the most beautiful places in America.
Don't call it property. It's actually Shangri-La.
It pretty much is.
Paradise Valley, right?
Well, and aptly named it is. It's 30 miles north of Yellowstone National Park, our initial first national park. And it's so beautiful, and I've been building all these structures around the property and my swimming pool and my underground sweat lodge and my wood-burning sauna and all manner of outbuildings, and, of course, my 120-foot diameter Flower of Life sculpture.
Let's not forget the fact that you have a huge natural island that you're going to be able to hold classes on in the middle of a river, right?
Yeah, it's a 10-acre private island that we have in the middle of the Yellowstone River, which is, you know, how many guys you know got a 10-acre island, Jim?
Well, not too many are on my radio show.
And exactly. So this is – it's such an incredible place just – being there, just being on the property, regardless of doing anything. But what I've fashioned is this 3-day executive boot camp for the soul.
Okay, well, there's already one spot taken.
That would be you.
Thank you.
Very nice. Well, I would expect nothing less.
Well, and I'm going to bring Vivian, too, so that's two spots
Uh-oh.
Taken.
Well, this is, you know, there's a lot of boot camps, there's CrossFit, there's a lot of, you know, things out there that are really designed to get you fit. And I'm in the process of getting you mentally fit, spiritually fit, because this is a place where you can just get so relaxed. I almost guarantee it is the most relaxing 3 days you'll ever have in your life.
So I can go out and I can fine-tune myself in a place that's absolutely one of the most naturally beautiful places in the entire world.
In the world, yeah. Not just the United States. In the world.
And I don't need air conditioning when I go, do
no,
I?
No, you don't.
Okay, it's, I just want to make sure.
It's about 75 to 85 every day, 10% humidity, and it's just spectacular. When I get out there in May, I drop to my knees and I weep.
Well,
that's how beautiful it is.
Well, all I could say is that we're going to talk about some of the other components that you have on this over the next couple of weeks, but what do you got for me today?
Well, first of all, just the setting. I mean, we have a half a mile of riverfront on the Yellowstone River.
Juan wants to go too, I can tell.
Of course. And we're facing the largest mountain in the Absarokee Range, which is one of the tallest. It's 11,000-foot Emigrant Peak. And across the valley, across the way, is the Gallatin Range, which is opposite Big Sky Ski Resort. So we're...
Hold on a second. So this is basically the famous picture across the lake of the mountain range.
Well, not across the lake. This one's on the river. But you've seen pictures.
I mean, it's... Well, this is the one that's on your DVD, so
yeah,
people can see it on the website.
Yeah, it's
okay.
It's a backyard.
Ask DrVictorFranks.com.
And I know you've been wanting to know about this crazy sculpture that I made on the property, the Flower of Life.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time.
Well, I haven't really gotten into much detail. On my aquabliss.net website, it has a whole description on one of the blogs about why in the world I would do something like this, and it took me 3 years to build it. It's basically earth art. It's sacred geometry, and it's found around the planet and, you know, smaller versions of it on pyramids and different sacred sites. But I love the way it looked, and I was reading a book about it, and it just resonated with me so much. And I felt at the time I was all cranky, Juan, about the war in Iraq and the, you know, all the things that we are doing, mankind is doing to the earth itself and not really respecting the earth, whether it's wars and, you know, pollution, on and on. So I just felt like somebody needed to say thank you to the earth itself. So I did. This is my thank you card to Mother Earth.
Now, Victor, who do you think could benefit most from going to your boot camp and why?
I think anybody who's under unrelenting stress, which is most business executives.
Certainly me.
Yeah, I know you. I mean,
Juan, whenever he does my show.
It's a given. But, it, you know, in this society, the way it is, especially, you know, Johnny knows, I mean, when you're so wrapped up in whether it's social media and the computer, phone, it never ends. It's every moment. One woman I was talking to the other day, she was bemoaning the fact that she said stress comes out of my phone. I said, yeah, well, it does. Yeah. And so it's society we live in now, the way it's structured. I mean, it's, I'm not criticizing it. It's just the way it is. And it's brutal. And people are, I think the stress is, it doesn't get enough credit for what it does.
Well,
to you.
Let me define how I look at stress. About 10 years ago, I could leave my house and get all the way to the first red light before somebody would give me an aggravating move on the highway. About 5 years ago, I could get all the way to the corner before somebody would give me an aggravating move before I got onto the highway. Today, I can barely get out of my parking space before somebody gives me an aggravating move that drives me crazy, so I can't get to work in a calm fashion. I'm always out of my gosh darn mind.
Pretty soon, you won't be getting out of the elevator before you.
Oh, stop! I can't get out of the elevator. They're replacing them. You guys didn't want to go there. No one would believe it.
That's true. So, you know, that's what it is. I mean, as a life as we know it, as a successful executive, you know, as Lewis Wolfson told me once, he says, after you get beat up in the business world on a daily basis, and that's what it is. You get emotionally beat up. And this is designed, forget, you know, all the working out part. This is designed to just reestablish your own self and get you back to, you know, back to, you know, feeling, oh, I recognize my own self again. And it's just, you know, that's what it's designed to do.
Look, everybody works out. You can work out all the time. What you really need is a mental break when you go on vacation. Victor, how do people find out about your boot camp? Because Juan's giving me the signal.
They can find out by www.askdrfranks.com. And it's all laid out for you under the executive boot camps and even the itinerary, hour by hour, what we're going to do for 3 solid days.
And Dr. Franks is with a C. We'll be right back after this short break with the Associates in Business. Javi's got some good stuff for us this week.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with the Associates in Business segment. Hey, Javier, what are we going to talk about today? Some Facebook stuff, I think, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of changes going on with Facebook right now, and people are panicking. So I want to put some people at ease and just kind of go over some of the changes that they got going on.
Okay, Javi, just make sure that you talk into your cell phone because we're having a little bit of trouble, man.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, so Facebook announced that effective March 30th, they're changing the layout to a timeline layout. And what that means is that a totally different look for Facebook, where now the pictures on the top are going to be a bigger picture. They're moving some of the spaces around, and they're adding some additional functionality, which is going to be very good.
All right. So that's great, but it's confusing me. I'm seeing it all on Facebook. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, what it is change into a timeline. And what that means is that you'll be able to see real time the most effective thing that people put up there right when you get into the wall. So what happens now is you have to put more content out there because it's going to start moving down, sort of like it does on Twitter. So if you put something in the morning, chances are that if people are posting stuff on that page, it's going to continue to move down.
So then so then it's going to be like Twitter, and you're going to have to keep reposting in order to keep your content at the top of your timeline. Boy, that's going to be consuming and going to create a lot of work for you Twitter consultants.
Yeah, but some of the interesting things is that you're able to do what they call a pin, which means if you have an important post that you want to put up there, you basically you put a pin on it and it stays up there for 7 days.
Okay, so then that's how they got everybody to say, okay, I'll deal with that, because you can pin something to the top.
Right. Not only that, they also have the tabs that you could create and customize. The width used to be at 520, and now they've increased it substantially. So now it's a bigger size. So you got a bigger canvas to kind of design an entire new layout.
Oh, so okay. So with the bigger canvas, that means that you and Alex are going to be doing some big things.
Oh yeah. So actually, what we're working on right now has been updating our clients' pages so that when it does launch, they'll be ready to roll out with the new look.
That sounds terrific. So you're doing a lot of front-end stuff. I know that Johnny and I worked on some stuff that we're looking to put up on the Facebook page that you guys will be able to do some things with. Now, before we go any further, I want to give a shout-out to Alex Thomas and Mrs. Alex Thomas. Can you please fill our audience in on what occurred in the Thomas family over the last few days?
Yeah, Alex. Alex's wife is pregnant and is due next month, and they had some complications, and they had to...
Not the details, just the fact that they delivered a beautiful baby.
Yeah,
that's all I cared about,
all right,
man.
They delivered a baby, and everything is good, and Alex is just taking some time to be with the family, so I'm really happy for him.
There you go. The details weren't required. The end result is where I was going. Congratulations to the Thomases on their beautiful, beautiful new addition.
Definitely. And, you know, one of the things is he's been in and out, but one of the things he got really excited about was the article that you put out.
Oh, yeah. And we've got more articles coming. You know, I didn't want to overdo it with him being out of the mix. But the one thing that you've always told me is, even Juan liked the article. Juan, that's how you know Juan liked the article. He liked the article. So I've got more articles. I just didn't want to overdo it with Alex, knowing that he had his time. And Johnny and I have been working to tweet up some stuff, too. So when Alex gets back in, you know, me, you, and Johnny have to circle up the wagons and talk about how we can amplify everything that we're doing together.
Conversation yesterday, and he has some new stuff that he wants to show you that is pretty exciting. So get ready, because we're going to take this to a whole nother level.
I'm very ready. I'm looking forward to it. As soon as he's done with his postpartum relaxation and helping everything get set up there, I'm very excited, because we're producing a lot of content. Johnny and I are working very hard. We went out to the Marlins ballpark. We're putting together a blog that's just absolutely awesome, that's going to go up about the Marlins Fan Fest in the next couple of days. And there's just great things happening. And so, Javi, everything that you and Alex have been doing is just super terrific. Now, what's some of the pushback that the community's giving over this new Facebook change?
Well, there are some negative changes. One of the primary big changes is that the tabs used to be available right on the left-hand side when you went into a Facebook wall, and that is no longer on the left-hand side. Now it's kind of almost hidden under the big banner on the top, what they call the cover. So it's a little bit complicated to get to, but again, it's just a matter of taking it, understanding it, and then thinking outside the box and doing something new. So we're coming up with some new strategies to highlight that. That's one change. And then another change is that you used to be able to set a default tab, which meant that when somebody that was not a fan of yours went to your Facebook page, they would automatically go to a page that you set up that would basically invite them, and you can get them to like your page.
Right.
Well, that no longer exists. Now it automatically just goes right to the wall.
Wow.
So there are some changes, but it's just a matter of being a little bit creative and overcoming those.
It sounds to me that Facebook tried to design around and design out a lot of the business marketing things that businesses were using on Facebook, which I guess was using up a lot of their bandwidth.
Well, you know, to be honest, I mean, there's a lot of companies out there that, you open up Facebook pages and they become what they call social spammers, that they just put out so much information that it's almost overkill and it's unnecessary and it defeats the purpose of what social media is all about.
Yeah, so then this is a response to a lot of the unwanted Facebook business entrees and trying to make it more streamlined environment for business and consumers then.
Yes, I agree. And I think, embracing it and you know, really thinking outside the box, you can really turn this into a huge new opportunity. I mean, we're excited about it because, yes, there was some losses, but at the end of the day, there's some new features that are going to be more more for the business marketer.
Look, if Zuckerberger wants to become a billionaire and stay a billionaire, he's going to have to keep people on that machine, mining data, looking at data, having conversations, thinking about new ways to do things and new things to do. And he's going to have to make sure that people like you can do business there or people just won't go there. Now, Alex, what other thing, you know, before we keep going, how do people get a hold of Associates in Business? Because you do great work for us, and some of the people that I've introduced you to have raved about your work.
I appreciate it. Yeah, they can reach you by phone at 954-828-0614 or visit our website at www.associatesinbusiness.com.
And remind me, off the show, you or Alex have to get a hold of me. One of the PR firms that we've been working with told me that they don't have SEO or Facebook capacity, and I want to introduce you to them.
Definitely, definitely. We'll definitely reach out to you.
Yeah, please do. Please remember that Freed on Business is about business for all of us. Javier Morales, thank you so much. And Alex Thomas, you and your whole family, God bless. Associates in Business, back in 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Thanks again. We'll be right back after this short break with the show wrap, including my rant.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're ready for the final segment on Freed on Business, and we're going to do a little ranting. The first thing that's really got me going is, hey, Marlins, love the ballpark. I really like the home run feature, too. But, hey, when Hanley Ramirez hits a home run, the thing has to go off. I had friends that were at the UM game the other day, and they said that it didn't go off when Hanley hit the home run. Now, I must admit that my favorite part of the Fan Fest was when Hanley came out and the fans cheered Hanley. Hanley, please feel good, please feel good, please feel good, and then please play good. Now, another thing that gets me going is the fact that the government is bailing out all of the people that took out home mortgages for investments. You know what? I got a problem helping somebody with my tax money if they bought the home and they made a decision and they were living in it. But somebody that bought it for an investment, those people deserve to go down with the ship. They do not deserve to be bailed out by the American taxpayer that's got enough on their plate already. It's not the time for me to pay for some investor's mistake. It's just not right. It shouldn't happen. It is not appropriate. So please, please do not do this. And the other thing that really got me going was the fact that I was driving yesterday and I got stopped in the middle by Joe Biden's motorcade. Guys, please put out there on the XM Sirius traffic, if nothing else, that the vice president's in town and put a big blue marker over where you can't go. It took me over 45 minutes to go from south of downtown to north of downtown. And when I was driving, I was thrilled that I wasn't on I-95. The reason? Because the people on I-95 just don't know how to be a human being. I'm sorry. You know, you just don't put on your makeup, talk on the cell phone, punch up the DVR, and change lanes while you're looking at your Fuzzbuster. It just doesn't work that way. So please, go and just do one thing at a time. I want to make sure that everybody listens to our special show tomorrow. From 3 to 4, we are going to be broadcasting live from the Ackerman Centerfit Real Estate Conference 2012. The people that are going to be on the show are top quality. The top people in real estate from around the country will be on Freed on Business next week, tomorrow, Friday, and they'll be talking to you. We won't be taking phone calls, but this private conference will open up for that 1 hour so that our listening audience can get the insights that only the top real estate executives in the country are going to be getting at that conference. So make sure you tune to 880 AM at 3 o'clock tomorrow for a special edition of Freed on Business from the Ackerman Centerfit Real Estate Conference. You'll make sure you'll want to make sure you did it, because it's top information by the top people, and it's a sold-out private conference. So the only way to get there at this point is by listening on Freed on Business. I'd like to thank our sponsors, especially the University of Miami Health System, UHealth. I want to thank DataCorp. Thank you so much, DataCorp, for your support of the show. I, of course, want to thank Ackerman Centerfit for joining our team and being a sponsor and inviting us to broadcast live from their event. I'd like to thank the NFL Alumni Association, NAIOP, the ULI. I'd like to thank Estrella Marketing and PDC Technologies, Associates in Business, Social Media 305, Johnny Irish, the guy who tweets out our show. If you're getting hit on Twitter, it's Johnny's fingers doing the damage. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback or comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Did you like hearing Sam Shandon today? You can email, you can Twitter me direct at Jim Freed. You can follow the show at Freed on Business. You can go to Facebook /Freed on Business, and you can look for Jim Freed on LinkedIn. If you missed today's show, it's going to be rebroadcast over the air and also on our webpage, www.freedonbusiness.com. Send me emails. Send me tweets. Hit me on Facebook. Comment. Let us know what it is that you want to see. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 880 AM next Thursday at 5. And remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. The mask of old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.